Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Yes, good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, March 1, 2008, and hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few moments of the show close or a rebroadcast some other time here on Achieve Radio. There is a link on my site. The show starts at 9:03 now. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the Internet. To call into the program, call 888-235-7374. That's 888-235-7374. Or send instant messages during the show through the link on the Achieve Radio homepage. Please, any problems with the internet links, let me know by calling 610-658-0135. That's 610-658-0135. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here, however, after consulting with your physician. Now, last Saturday, my guest was Pat Samples, author of The Secret Wisdom of a Woman's Body, Freeing Yourself to Live Passionately and Age Fearlessly. We discussed the herb lemongrass and finished the asana virksasana. If you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the Achieve Radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me and for general information, call 610-658-0135. That's 610-658-0135. Intuitive Monique Chapman visits every second Saturday of the month, usually. However, this month we're going to have her visit on the third Saturday. She will be here at the end of the program on the 15th with Monique's Moments, and she will share her intuition about world affairs and callers' concerns. Remember, you can purchase my book, the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. Today I'm speaking with Ruth Frances Hoskins, author of Mind Moments, The Voice in Your Dreams, Prophecy, and Intuition. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb licorice and the asana Uttita Trikonasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. A regular dip in the pool could benefit fibromyalgia sufferers. Science Daily, February 25, 2008. Patients suffering from fibromyalgia could benefit significantly from regular exercise in a heated swimming pool, a new study shows. The findings suggest a cost-effective way of improving quality of life for patients with this often debilitating disorder. Fibromyalgia is a common painful syndrome with no known cause and no accepted cure, traditional. Symptoms usually involve chronic and severe pain and tenderness in muscles, ligaments, and tendons. Pain in the neck and shoulders is common, but sufferers also report problems with sleep, anxiety, and depression. More than 90% of sufferers are female. Physicians usually prescribe painkillers together with exercise and relaxation techniques, but they may also prescribe a low-dose antidepressant. Now, Narcisse Gussy of the Faculty of Sports Sciences at the University of Extremadura in Caceres, Spain, and Pablo Tomas Carus of the Department of Sport and Health at the University of Évora in Portugal have carried out a randomized controlled trial with a group of 33 female fibromyalgia patients to find an alternative approach. 17 of the patients took part in a supervised training, exercises, and warm water for an hour three times a week over a period of 8 months, while the remaining 16 did no aquatic training. Lucy and Tomas Carus found that this long-term aquatic exercise program was effective in reducing symptoms and improving health-related quality of life for the participants. In an earlier study, the researchers had shown that even a short-term exercise regimen could reduce symptoms, but pain would return once the patients stopped the exercise course. Quote, in addition, an aquatic exercise program to the usual care for fibromyalgia in women is cost-effective in terms of both health care costs and societal costs, end quote. The researchers concluded, quote, appropriate aquatic exercise is a good health investment, end quote. The researchers are yet to compare aquatic training with more accessible and cheaper forms of exercise, such as low-impact aerobics, walking, and Tai Chi. Okay, very good. I'm sure our guest has some suggestions about that. But anyway, yes, Ruth Hoskins, PhD, HHS, which stands for Holistic Health Sciences, LCSW, BCD, author of Dream Moments, The Voice in Your Dreams, Prophecy and Intuition, is the founder of Effortless Meditation to Enhance Your Dreams. She is recognized in the 2005 National Registers of Who's Who in Executive and Professionals, an adjunct professor at Chestnut Hill College, teaching health psychology. And of course, that's a local Philadelphia college. The Mind-Body Connection. Ruth earned her PhD in Holistic Health Sciences and completed research on dream incubation, the ability to solve problems during sleep. At Chestnut Hill, her focus is the Mind-Body Connection there. Okay, she's a trainer for Fortune 500 companies, licensed psychotherapist, stress management consultant, certified relationships counselor, and approved critical incident stress trainer. Ruth is a national speaker presenting information on creativity, intuition, prophecy, and dreams. She is the author of several products to enhance one's mood, including No Time for Downtime, Balance Your Life, or rather, No Time for Downtime, Balance Your Life and Dream Moments, The Voice in Your Dreams, Prophecy and Intuition. She is the producer of Audio Easy Stress Solutions for You, Wholeness World's Guided Visualization, and Active Relaxation. And she's available to speak nationwide. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's quite an honor. I'm glad to have you on. Are you originally from the Philadelphia area?
Yes, I was born here, and I was here until I went to college. I then went to graduate school at Tulane University in New Orleans,
okay.
And came back here.
Okay, now New Orleans. So I guess you do have a feeling about all of what's been going on out there since Katrina.
I do.
Quite something.
It's a very sad situation still going on.
I assume there's still people that you know that are still located in New Orleans?
There were some people. It had been many years since I'd been there.
Sure.
But it's definitely, it's very, very easy to get a connection through the people, through the place. Just the whole experience of being in New Orleans was wonderful when I was down there. And then what happened to Katrina, of course, very sad and really just really a disaster.
Yes. Now, when did you realize dreams were something special?
Well, yeah, thanks for asking. When I was very, very young, actually, I was what I call a young dreamer in terms of remembering my dreams and paying attention to them and having them be something that I realized could give me information. And I also was a what's called a lucid dreamer when I was very young. I'm talking under 5 years old. And I would find myself what's called out of my body, in a finer body, the astral body, and I would be doing things and feel like I was very awake, and that's what lucid dreaming is. It's a heightened awareness. I had no language for it at the time, But it goes way back to then, and at that point, I wanted to wake up, but it's hard to wake up when you think when you're 3 and 4 years old that you're already awake.
Already
those dreams are very vivid.
Yeah, yeah. So that was quite some time ago. And, of course, there are children who a sort of lucid dream experience might be thinking they're in the bathroom, and they realize, no, they are not. And I think it's misunderstood often by parents what could be going on with them
exactly.
in situations like that. Okay, hold that thought. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies, now in Wynnewood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our number for appointments, 610-658-0135. That's 610-658-0135. You're hearing us live on the Internet, of course, and we'll be back with Ruth Frances Hoskins, author of Mind Moments, The Voice in Your Dreams, Prophecy, and Intuition.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Remember, on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is on naturopathy. And, yes, William Penn's Mark Allen is going on to play in the high school all-star game this month and also looking for making his decisions about what college he's going to be going to. And I'll keep you abreast. We are talking with Ruth Frances Hoskins, author of Mind Moments, The Voice in Your Dreams, Prophecy, and Intuition. Okay. Is there anything in your educational background that inspired your focus on dreams and their use or purpose?
Well, I am a psychotherapist, currently an outpatient psychotherapist. Oh, I've always been interested in human behavior, the psychological process, and it's very telling to me when people bring a dream into a session or begin to track their dreams, because it's very important to pay attention and to journal them if people want information, that often people not only get an experience of, oh, there's deeper meaning to this, or there's patterns, or there's themes to my life because of the images and the information that I'm getting, but often people are dreaming about future events precognitively. And so I was very interested. I had my own experience of that, and I put it together in Dream Moments, The Voice in Your Dream, Prophecy and Intuition. So a lot of experience just being interested in it personally and professionally as well.
You share some very interesting stories in your book. Do you want to share, as an overview or as an intro, the dream that you had about your mother and what it meant to you, what you interpreted from it?
Well, that was really pivotal dream for me. I had it published in a magazine, and I had to have it notarized, because it was, for the general public, it's unusual. I actually dreamed the date of when my mother would die. She was sick. I was at giving a meditation retreat in the Pocono Mountains, and I woke up, and I was startled, and I opened the book that way. And the exact date, what it meant, she did die on that date on January 28th, was many years ago. But it was really pivotal to realize some of the experiences I've had and have had as a child, what I call, and many people call, the dream voice or some direction within, really means something, that there is information that we can get from another place, that not everything in dreams is just happening with chemical reactions inside of our head, but often these experiences can be really real. And my experience about my mom and her dying did help me prepare better for it. So there's sometimes we have these precognitive, and that was very specific information. Usually things come with images, and we see, you know, the dream there, and it's hard to interpret, but this was very specific. And I could also mention that I would help her to cross over, which I did. I helped her prepare. I was there with her. I sat by her bed. I prayed with her, meditated with her. But for dreamers out there, you'll know when I say that where I really helped her is when she was on the other side. And when we die, we drop the physical body. My interpretation, my experience, where are we? That's a question we have to ask. Some people don't believe we're anywhere and we maybe disappear, but I do not have that belief system. I believe we go into the astral body, and in that, it's much finer, obviously, than the physical body, but in the astral body, we still have to deal with very much the same things that we're dealing with here, especially if there's unfinished business. And I did see her, and I helped her, and my sister and I helped her, and a hospital there, because there are hospitals. There's many things, everything actually that we have here on Earth is part of what we also see up there in the astral plane. And she did heal her lung cancer. That's what she died from. And then she was off and ready to go and learn whatever lessons that she needed to go and learn while she was not on Earth.
Well, now, your mother was also a dream, an intuitive person as well, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She had her dreams and encouraged mine, too, yes.
So I'm certain that helped to facilitate your ability to not only interpret, but to appreciate, you know, what was happening.
Yes.
Why did you write first, what inspired you want to share this information formally with others and to help others use their dreams? Was it just by virtue of the psychotherapy experience, or was there something else before then that made you, you know, drove you to want to do that?
Well, thank you for asking that, because it makes me reflect on that particular question. My mother died in 1988. That's 20 years ago. And, you know, I'm... it's been many, many years since I was 3 and 4 years old, but what actually inspired, it took a while, really, for me to say, this, dreams are a very underutilized, untapped resource for people, and we've become so busy. The first book I wrote, as you mentioned in the biomaterial, No Time for Downtime, I wrote that in response to going into companies and seeing that people are very busy, they have no time for themselves, people are stretched and stressed to the max. I have I teach a lot of stress management, and I did that for many, many years, and this is an add-on to take a look at. There's a little bit more that goes on inside of people, and a lot more, than really meets that busyness, that kind of eye that we're always turned towards, the outer eye. There's an inner journey, there's an inner world, that's how we heal, that's how we get better. But we have to stop and pay attention to it. So I became motivated to put the experiences down on paper, some of the waking dreams, the sleeping dreams, for people to perhaps think, there's a little bit more than just, you know, putting out the fires at work and being very busy and, you know, keeping things organized. I have an internal, rich, psychological self.
Mm. Okay, what is a dream?
Well, a dream... some people think it's a mixture of chemicals in the brain reacting and producing images. And it is that. It is that. We do produce images in our mind when we sleep. Most people do. Everybody does dream. Many people do not catch the dream. So the dream is a combination of getting more balanced and refreshed for the next day. We see images. We start to... get rid of or discharge some negativity. We process it because we continue to think. There's not a point in time where the mind stops thinking. Actually, that's an important point. When people meditate, they say to me, oh, I can't meditate, and I teach so much of that. Say, you know, there's nothing, it's an effortless process. You just passively kind of let your thoughts come and go. And but we think we have to turn off the mind, and we don't just turn off. It doesn't turn off when we sleep, so hence the dream. And then there's other dreams as well than just, you know, just catching some information. There's the lucid dream. There's the prophecy dream that I mentioned in the book. There's dreams of inspiration. There's spiritual dreams. There's healing dreams. So dreams really are there to provide many different experiences and to give us what's called the, I call it 360 degree, dream degree point of view. Another part of ourselves when we're relaxed, hopefully, and we're letting go and we get some information interested enough to catch it.
Okay. Well, now, what is the primary difference between waking dreams and sleeping dreams?
Well, waking dreams is a word that was coined by Harold Klemp, if I'm correct, in that, and it's about catching the messages during the day, either from what somebody says or that we see on a billboard, or we just hear a truck goes by, a license plate, a message, some information that we get while we are awake. And the difference between that and a dreaming dream, so to speak, is that we are asleep. Now, there are some people, some cultures who, and I happen to agree with this, that everything is made up of the substance of dream, except at one level, when we're awake, like we're talking now, we are in consciousness, we're awake, we're aware. So we don't think that we're dreaming, but everything is made up of, quote-unquote, dream stuff, of dream stuff. And our point of focus shifts, however, and it's really a point of focus that shifts when we sleep.
Now, do we get different kinds of information in waking dreams than in sleeping dreams?
We get very similar information. We can get very similar information. We can be so tuned in, so tapped in, that we often can get prophetic information, or we can hear the inner voice very loudly, like I wrote in my book about a dream I had when I was 9 and 10 years old. And that also stuck with me. I had lost a pearl and gold ring. It was a very special ring. My father gave it to me. And my mother suggested I go back and look for it. It was almost dusk. So we had, you know, dealing with the shadows. Also, the kind of child that I was you know, happy, kind of skipping and just very childlike and not encumbered. I liked to play outdoors. It was very good suggesting go back and look for it, except I walked a mile to school and a mile home, and that's where I lost it. It was in the fall. There were a lot of leaves around, and so dealing with the shadows, the leaves, et cetera, suddenly, now this is when I'm awake, I hear something say, stop. Do we pay attention to that still, small voice that we call it? And, of course, as a child, I did, because we're more tuned in. We're much more tapped in. Children are. And it said, look down at your feet. And I didn't even question it then. Other stories that I tell in the book, I question and I kind of judge and I'm critical of the voice. And I say, okay, yes, very dramatic. But this time I looked down. It said, turn over that leaf. I turned over that leaf, if you could imagine, thousands on the ground. And there it was next to my penny loafers, my golden pearl ring.
I think that's a wonderful story, wonderful, wonderful example of how these things work or can work for people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got a good amount of time before we have to go to break, and I was wondering if you would say or share a message you might have for parents whose children have come to them with intuitive dream information or experiences.
Well, I'm going to go, thank you for asking. I'm going to go back to the busyness that we all experience as very real for us today, so that when children come to us and they share a dream, which once again, in many cultures, is so much a part of how they exchange information with each other, that sometimes they'll wake up in the middle of the night and they'll exchange that information. It's not part of our culture to do that, but how nice. We just stop for a minute and we pay attention and we don't say poo-poo, you know, oh, okay, very cute, now get ready, we're going to get ready and get dressed for school and forget about the dream. I encourage, my son is older now, but I encouraged him to write down his dreams. Do we have a second? I can tell you this profound dream.
Oh, yeah.
He was 10 years old. This is a very interesting dream about this 360-degree point of view. He got up one morning, young, 10, 9 or 10, and he said, "Mom, I dreamed that I won the candy corn contest."
I love this story.
And I said, "Well, what do you mean the candy corn?" I was very busy. I was rushing to get him on the bus, and he said, "Well, the teacher had us guesstimate a jar of candy that was filled with candy corns, and I guesstimated 324, but the actual number was 328. Should I change my number?" It's very cute to me, and I said, "You know, just leave it. If you won the candy corn contest, just leave it." And so he said, "Okay," and he went off to school, and I have a photo. I took a picture of him in that blue striped shirt coming off the bus holding a gigantic bag of candy corn. He said, "I won," and the answer was 328. But, "Mom, I left it at 324, like you said, because you told me I was going to win. The dream told me I was going to win, and I won." This is, again, the innocence of a child. And those dreams really do make an impression and change our minds about the possibilities of dreaming and the possibilities of life.
And certainly the parental response will be critical in terms of how the child utilizes the information. Now, one more question before we get into, you know, the book specifically. What message might you have for spouses of intuitive dreamers?
Well, I just sent a book overseas, my book, My Dream Moments, to a woman. I participate. It's not something I do on a regular basis at all, but I'm part of a group that on the web that talks about dreams. And she told me that her husband is an intuitive dreamer. She said, "Can I have your book? It might help me understand him better." So it helped me understand her better, because I think it's very tough for people like myself, actually. I wake up. I want to talk about dreams. Mm-hmm. I want to share the dream. I want to share the experience. And there aren't people that, you know, that are here, my son's grown, that I can share that with, that are as interested as I am. They're not disinterested, but not quite as interested as I am. So I absolutely have a habit of writing down my dreams and sharing the ones that are important, that are really important. I never share a negative message. I never share, because I don't know what that's about, but I do write it down, and I see a lot of patterns that are so interesting, and sometimes I'm waiting to see what will be the outcome of that. I did get information about that. So if your spouse or significant other is not an intuitive dreamer and you are, keep a journal. I keep one actually in the bathroom. I try to write down in the middle of the night something. I used to keep a tape recorder by the bed, and that's very useful, because then you can kind of dreamily talk into it, and it will then give you information to go back, enough information to say, "Oh, yeah, that's what the dream was." And suddenly it's flowing. It's like anything we put our intention on, we tend to have more of it. So if we put our intention on writing it, more dreams will come. And so in answer to your question, you know, share what you want to. You can't overload people with it. And perhaps join a dream group.
Ah, that's a thought. Yeah. Okay. Instead of a book club, we could have a dream club.
Dream club, and share our dreams together. Absolutely.
And now, I mean, for years, I don't know how long it's been, I've always kept a book, you know, a notebook by the bed, and I've got books and books and books that go back so far, and that gives you an opportunity to really see where something you dreamt connects with something else. But we have a break coming up right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Next week, March 8, 2008, will be a rebroadcast of our anniversary program featuring Sidney Poitier with his words of wisdom as the Oprah Book Club author of The Measure of a Man. To set the stage for that interview, we revisited a few wisdom prints left by some of my guests from the very end of their interviews. Okay, so stay tuned, and we'll be back with Ruth Frances Hoskins, author of Mind Moments.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Yes, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. And yes, I do want to remind you about my iMall, my internet mall. It's an easy way you can purchase all kinds of wonderful products at very low rates. Check regularly as I add new products often. Nature Sunshine products off Nature Sunshine offers an extensive line of high quality nutritional supplements for multiple vitamin, a boost to your immune system, weight loss support, or an herbal blend for your health concerns. They can help. Take the road to a healthier, happier life with Nature Sunshine. My homepage, left side, learn about, purchase, or sell Nature Sunshine products. Okay. Now, as I was saying before we went to break, next week's program, March 8, 2008, is going to be a rebroadcast of our anniversary program, which features Sidney Poitier with his words of wisdom as the Oprah Book Club author of The Measure of a Man, as I said. And in the beginning of that program, we took snippets of the interviews from other guests where they shared their words of wisdom at the end of their interviews, and that sort of sets the stage for Mr. Poitier. At the end of the program, we discussed the herb eyebright and the asana Urdhva Mukha Shavasana. And I'm exclusively on Achieve Radio now, and we're back with Ruth Frances Hoskins, author of Mind Moments, The Voice in Your Dreams, Prophecy and Intuition. Call 888-235-7374, that's 888-235-7374, to ask questions. And we do have a caller on the line, Lewis from New York. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning, ma'am.
Hi, you have a question for my guest today?
Yes, I was just wondering if there was a special tip she might give as to how to develop the intuitive dreaming, within us. Other than the keeping the journal, I got that one. But if I write it down, that the things that you pay attention to, you will get more of. But is there something else, or?
My PhD was on dream incubation, which is the question you're asking. How do you hatch a dream? How do you become more intuitive? And what I discovered using other people's steps for dream incubation in that research group that I ran, and then refining it for my own taste and coming up with a different model, what I think really helps is practicing pretty consistently a closed-eye process, like the effortless meditation that I teach, and I'd be glad complimentary to send you a tape if you're interested. And what it does is it just helps you relax, and it opens you up more to that intuitive mind. And that intuitive mind then operates more freely during the day. We all have it, but we again kind of covered up with all the busyness that we, often have to just be involved in. But if we can take 10 minutes for ourselves every day, practice this meditation technique, and then at night, you're right on target with the dream journaling. For most people, and even for me, at times I just don't want to do it, and then I don't. I take a break. I want to sleep. But often when I do that, I can lose, 4 or 5 days of not being able to catch a dream, and it's almost as if it disappears. I'm not paying attention, and then I'll get a good night's sleep. Actually, getting a good night's sleep is one of the most important things that you can do. Sometimes we have very chaotic dreams in the beginning of the night, and then as we deepen in our sleep and in our rest, which we don't get enough of, that's a whole other discussion. We can catch much longer dreams, and we can even remember them without writing them down. Not something I suggest, but I have found that I can actually remember them. I'll think about them during the day, and then a few hours later, I'll write them down, and I probably missed some things, but so a couple techniques for dreaming. Thank you, David.
And by, are there particular characteristics of intuitive dreams to distinguish them from some of the other kinds of dreams we have?
When Louis, when you're saying intuitive, you mean more of the prophetic dreams that I mentioned?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I feel that there are. I feel there is a distinct difference, and I'm so glad that you asked, because sometimes when people ask a question, it helps formulate the very thought I've had and have not shared.
Yes.
And there is a different characteristic. It almost seems like it floats up from someplace far away. Yes, as if it's floating up from someplace that's a few feet away. You know,
yes.
Language, linear language is hard to put to a dream, but we're sometimes in a dream, and not always, because you can get plenty of information. Last night, I specifically wrote on my, here's another piece, I wrote on my to-do list yesterday, incubate a dream. So I was becoming intentional, and that meant I really wanted an answer to something. And then when I went to sleep, I had a regular dream, meaning that I, with the images and the pictures, and I was in this classroom and all kinds of things that went around dreaming for me. And but once again, those patterns, that weed, also had some intuition, intuitive dreaming, and prophecy to it. It did give me some answers to that incubation space.
Yes, well, that you you hit on the other thought that I had before I picked up the phone. That is it possible that you can intentionally direct yourself to dream about a particular subject?
Absolutely, yes. And I was mentioning before that I participated in a dream experiment. And it was interesting. She's doing her own research, this woman who, in this dream web group that I'm involved in, she asked people if they wanted to participate. So it was done, and it was judged by independent researchers. We had to dream a dream that they were going to send you 3 days or 4 days later.
Uh-huh.
So that's really distance dreaming. That's, you know, not in the classic sense of distance, because you're right then and there, and you're dreaming something distant, but you're dreaming future dreaming.
Wow.
And I actually, I haven't heard of anybody else in the group, and it was so interesting to me, I got what they called a hit on it. In other words, they actually said, yes, you got that dream. I thought about that a whole lot, because then they emailed you the dream 3 days later. So I was asked to dream something that didn't exist. It existed, but it didn't exist because email had not been sent, and I got the hit. And when I saw it, two things. When I saw it, it was like the dream. And number two, when I was dreaming it, my mind was working very hard for the answer. I said to a friend of mine, I don't know if I want to do this very often, because I was working so hard for the answer in the dream, which did come up from, you know, someplace, you know, a little bit far away, came up. I saw it several times in the night. I was asking the questions, this is it? This is what it is? And I said, and the dream said, yeah, this is it.
Oh.
It was fascinating for me, really, because I don't do specific experiments like that. More spontaneous.
That's wonderful. Oh, my goodness.
So much. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No, your questions are very valuable. Thank you. Do you have anything else? Do you dream? Are you a dreamer?
Well, I'm not really, but
you would like to be a dreamer.
At certain periods, I've had dreams. Well, I just fly off into outer space, and or I can come back and I can go through the New York subway system, you know, with this just flying around.
Isn't it interesting that we can fly in our dreams?
Yes, that is.
Yes, yes. And by the exercise of my will, I could do it in my dreams. Yes.
I know. Oh, well, then you are a dreamer. Yes, it's great that you remember it and that you're practicing the astral flying. We do. Oh. We are freer in that body, and we do fly. And you're catching that dream. That's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And he first said he doesn't dream. Very good, Louis. You can remember this. And now you said you wanted to send him something. You want us to get
his
address.
Would you like a meditation tape, or would you like a copy of my book? I'd be glad to send you either or both.
All right.
What I'll do is...
you want to email me with your address?
Mrs. has
if you like, we can just get the information from him before he gets off the line,
okay.
And then I'll make sure it gets to you.
That would be great. I'll be glad to send you both as complimentary to you, and I hope you enjoy them both.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Okay, Lewis, thank you. And always, he's one of my most avid listeners, and it's
wonderful.
Always nice to get a call from him. There was something that came to mind before while you were talking. It's so hard. I'm so fascinated with what you're talking about, but it's hard to, you know, I also have to think about the business that I have to do. I want to make sure we share your contact information before this next break. So would you give us your web address, email address, and any phone number?
Oh, good. I'd love to. Thank you. My email, very simply, all spelled out, is relaxwithruth@gmail.com, which is the Google Mail, gmail.com. And my web address is www.relaxationinternational.com, all spelled out, Relaxation International. And my office is 215-242-6106. And please feel free to contact me. And I'm starting a web, off my website, a dream discussion group. And if you'd like to be part of that, just email me at relaxwithruth@gmail.com. And I'd be more than happy to connect to you and talk about dreams. You can tell without a meditation, it's a great love.
Now, you can talk a little bit longer now. Again, now that people went and got their pens and paper, would you just give those three bits of information one more time?
Sure. My email, all spelled out, relaxwithruth@gmail.com. That's Google Mail, gmail.com. And my web is www.relaxationinternational.com, all spelled out. And my office is 215-242-6106. And I'd love to talk to you. I'm starting a web discussion group on dreams, meditation.
Okay, hold that thought. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. And we'll be back with Ruth Hoskins, author of Mind Moments.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Remember my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. Purchase it on my site. And William Penn's Mark Allen in the All-Star Game in Philadelphia in this month. And I think that's going to be a wonderful experience for him and the people who watch. We're back with Ruth Frances Hoskins, author of Mind Moments, The Voice in Your Dreams, Prophecy, and Intuition. Call 888-235-7374 with your questions. I know I keep wanting to say Hoskins, and I'm just so sorry. Just keep wanting to come out that way. And but as long as I correct it, it will be okay. All right, now you have a wonderful book, ladies and gentlemen. It's an easy read. It's chock full of information. When you look at it, you would think that it's longer than it is, but it's not. And you're getting all this information. She has a wonderful sense of humor throughout. And what do you have a favorite chapter? Because what I would like to do is sort of list the chapters quickly so that they have an idea of what is covered. And while I'm doing that, you can think of the chapters you'd like to highlight.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chapter 1, The Voice in My Dream. 2, My Mother, the Dreamer. 3, I Am a Dreamer. 4, Dream Wishes, and that includes The Other Side and Dream Wish. Chapter 5, Dream Guidance. 6, Chinese Restaurant. 7, Spiritual Group. 8, Past Life Dreams, and that includes Present Day Connections and Twin Sons. Chapter 9, Worldwide Seminar. 10, Finding My Way Home. 11, Returning Home. 12, Childhood Angels and Family Dreams. And that's broken up with, that includes Daddy, Daddy's House, Unconditional Love, which is one that I like. Crossing Over to the Other Side, Rough Dream, Unselfish and Brave. Then chapter 13, Forgiveness, another favorite of mine. 14, The Voice Protects, another favorite. 15, Past Life, Present Day Friend. 16, The Psychic. 17, Searching for Healing. 18, Future Dream. 19, Transformation Road. 20, The Voice Grows Stronger. 21, Work is for People Who Don't Know How to Fish. I love that. 22, Waking Dream Reminder. 23, A Gift of Kindness. 24, Take the Best and the Heck with the Rest. 25, Coco's Guardian Angel. 26, We Dreamed Each Other. That's another one I like. And 27, New Dog, 28 Ground Zero, and 29 Dream Moments, again another. So, did that give you enough time to come up with your favorites?
Yes, I was going through them with you. I was looking at the book and thinking, oh, I love that one too. And so one of the ones that you said that you like, The Voice Protects, you know, stands out for me. I love Coco as the guardian angel, but The Voice Protects happened many years ago. And that one was a very interesting experience because when the voice is very loud and it directs you, your inner voice, higher part of your higher self, it, you know that you're having help and you're having experience. You're getting an experience from someplace else. So we all have protection, and we have guides, guardian angels, my belief system, that do protect us. And in that particular scenario, in that short story, I was driving back from school, and the short version is that when I turned the car over, there were no seatbelts in that car. I felt myself being pressed against the seat by a hand, and I came out of that totally unscathed. It was, kind of a, to say the least, a frightening experience, but it's when I heard the voice very loud for me in that one. And in Coco, Guardian Angel, that was more of the waking dream messages, just being guided and listening to my own inner voice, and I feel that was setting a stage for some future events. As I mentioned in the book, Coco, this little dog who I found, and after quite a whole week of which, after finding a dog and trying to find a place for it, and it wasn't mine, I have my own wonderful animals, discovered that the reason that he jumped out of his own apartment, second floor building, and why he was wandering around Circuit City parking lot was because he suffered and he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And very shortly after that, within a few years, I was working in that field. And that's part of a waking dream message for me. Here's something that I really had, you know, as a therapist, I was doing more home visits. I was not involved with people with post-traumatic stress or disaster work. And now I am very involved with that. So that was another of my favorite stories.
Very good. Oh, boy. Do you have some final words of wisdom that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I was listening, actually, to your show and all of this on break and all the wonderful things that you're promoting. The thing that I feel that's the most important for people is taking care of their health and taking care of themselves, body, mind, and spirit, the integration of that. And part of that integration, of course, is paying attention to the psychological, the spiritual, the emotional self, the physical self. They all are, they intertwine. And I feel that prevention, of course, we ought to work preventatively, and that's the real neat part of Dream World. There was a 27-year study that was done that health issues are seen many years before they actually manifest on the physical plane in the dreams, and it was a very long study of thousands of people. So that's another part that we would be adding on to how do we integrate ourselves, body and mind. We take a look at the psychological, the dream world is part of the psychological and spiritual self, and it helps with that piece of prevention.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this time with us this morning.
Thank you. And
I look forward to bringing you back.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to be back on your show. Really appreciate being here this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is licorice. Licorice and the parts used medicinally are the roots. Some of the phytochemicals are beta-carotene, beta-testosterol, camphor, ferulic acid. Some of the nutrients, calcium, choline, iron, magnesium, manganese. I mean, there are so many things that Balk and Balk recommend share that this is good for. Fights inflammation and viral, bacterial, and parasitic infection, stimulates the production of interferon, and may help inhibit replication of HIV. They caution that it should not be used during pregnancy or by persons with diabetes, glaucoma, heart disease, high blood pressure, severe menstrual problems, or a history of stroke, and should not be used on a daily basis for more than 7 days in a row, as this might increase blood pressure for those with normal blood pressure. But in any event, we now need to go to our yoga asana of the day. Today's asana is Uddhita Trikonasana, and if we don't finish today, we can finish next week, a week after next. Stand in Tadasana with a deep inhalation. Jump the legs 3.5 to 4.5 feet apart, and then as you jump, stretch the arms to the sides at shoulder level, palms down. Keep the feet in line, pointing forward. Extend the soles and lift the arches. Straighten the knees and stretch the shins, knees, and thighs up. Hit the inner thighs away from each other. Raise the hips, extend the trunk up, and open the chest. Keep the head straight. Elongate the arms from the sternum to the thumbs and from the spine to the little fingers. Lock the elbows. Open the palms. Stretch the fingers and keep them together. Turn the left foot about 15 degrees in and turn the right leg in its socket 90 degrees out so that the centers of the thigh, knee, and big toe point directly to the right. In turning the feet, extend them forward, adjust them so that the right heel is in line with the left arch, stretch the legs up. Pressing down the outer edge of the left foot and the right inner heel and big toe. Lift the ankles, lock the knees, draw the thigh muscles up, keep the arms extended, do not hold the breath. That's one thing people have to always be reminded of. It's not necessary or helpful to hold one's breath when doing any of these postures. Exhale, unless you're doing breathing postures where that's necessary. Exhale and bend sideways toward the right leg, placing the right palm or fingertips by the outer heel, fingers pointing the same way as the toes. Stretch the left arm up, palm face forward. In going down, move the hips to the left, revolve the trunk up and extend it toward the head. Take the head slightly back, turn it, and look up. If the neck is tense, keep the head facing forward. Stay for from 20 to 30 seconds, breathing normally. Inhale, come down, turn to the center, repeat from on the other side, then jump the legs together and bring the arms down. That is one of my favorite postures, Uddhita Trikonasana. Now, according to Dr. Shah, the benefits are that it tones abdominal and respiratory organs, strengthens the spine and the neck, tones the muscles of the side of the chest, abdomen, and legs, strengthens the ankle, knee, and shoulder joints, reduces fat around the waist and thighs, improves stamina and balance. Indications include gastrointestinal disorders of the stomach, liver, spleen, and intestines, respiratory disorders, chronic bronchitis and asthma, backaches and spondylitis, weakness of the legs, weak ankles and knee joints, broad waist and thighs. So, again, another posture that has a lot of benefits. And also remember, I'm taking these out of the Iyengar book, and who has a fabulous book that gives wonderful diagrams and photos to assist you in being able to, you know, practice effectively. Now, I have a few more seconds, and I want to bring to your attention a little bit more of the benefits of the herb licorice. It says here that it stimulates the talked about the implication, the interferon part, and it cleanses the colon and reduces muscle spasms. All right, so you've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, here at Achieve Radio on the Internet. Next week, March 8, will be a rebroadcast, and that's 2008, of an anniversary program featuring Sidney Poitier with his words of wisdom as the Oprah Book Club author of The Measure of a Man. And to set the stage for that interview, we revisit a few wisdom prints, I call them, left by some of my guests from the very end of their interviews. At the end of the program, we discussed the herb eyebright and the asana Urdhva Mukha Shavasana. Using the link on my site, listen to the program live on your computer, iPod, or cell phone Saturdays at 9:03 a.m. Instead of the second Saturday of the month with Monique Chapman at the end of those programs, we will have Monique's Moments on March 15, 2008, with her intuition about world and caller issues. There's a link for advertising on the program on my site, email, inquiries, resumes, and or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the public iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, psychosocial consultations. Go to www.amtherapies.com for my blog, to purchase my book, and to buy Nature Sunshine products. Subscribe to the newsletter, hear past programs, see the show guest list. Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies. Thank you.